Yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Alski Show right here from All The Right. Please get the money. Big shout out to my brother George, always supporting the cause. Big shout out to Sticker Fly, coming through with the stickers all the time. I want to give a big shout out to James over at Oink Art Limited. Be sure to order some cans from him. The new formula is dope. It's the Alski Show approval right here by the man Alski himself. This shit is good. Good coverage. Hit anything, hit everything. Good deals all the time. Big shout out to my boy in the cut, New York City. I want to shout out my brother Zeus, JRC, Smog, my old partner in crime, New. Big shout out to Hantos, Lance, Siggs. Big shout out to Alexis over in Texas. And her dad, Sin One, OTC brother out there. Sloan, Sarah, Fabricio is always taking the ill flicks. Big shout out to Empion Cans. Shout out to Chris 156 Crew, Defso, Naido Oru, Mad One, collecting the dope paint. Big shout out to a good old G that was a big inspiration to me, A. Charles, the famous baby. Check him out on Instagram. Fan 561, BPLA, below poverty level. All day, Dref, MQ, Pear, Hound, Blake, Ezak, Scam Dust, Nom, and everybody out there in the New York fucking area. Big shout out to my crew, holding it down, going worldwide, bitches, that's right. Remember one thing, I do this shit for the love, I don't do it for the bullshit. So anybody got bullshit, shove it up your ass and shit it out into the toilet bowl, because I don't give a fuck, never did, never will. I want to bring on two brothers, Queens Bound. Queens always getting the money. A big shout out to Bags, BP Crew. Cray. Cray's the one that actually put it all together. Right, Cray?
All day, baby. All
right. So, I don't need to introduce you. You introduce yourself. Tell us a little something, something. And then we get right into the bullshit as usual. I noticed you got nice painted nails, man. Look at that, fucking manicure and everything. Look at that shit. I look over and what do I see? Nice fucking thumbnail.
That's it, baby.
Hey, I remember the days I used to get my nails manicured.
All day, motherfuckers.
Not a fucking job I got, bro. I'm lucky I have skin on my fingers.
Yo, first and foremost, rest in peace to my boy, Phil Fotopoulos, a.k.a. Cume One. All right? Used to put the CEs up all over Astoria. A real bodybuilding Guido motherfucker. And half you niggas, he would have broke your jaw back in the day. So rest in peace to Cume. Shout out to XXI and BP, all the dudes from 21 Park, DSR and his whole crew, Sean Rope, yo, Trader, Mess, Yikes, XXI crew. And of course, chilling here with my boy Bags, BP. It's been over 20 fucking years since I've been fucking with this kid. Since he used to push JHK back in the day, we used to chill in the village.
Hey, that's some nice fucking ink, too. Look at him.
Yeah.
That's some nice fucking ink. I ain't gonna say what you got, but I like it, bro.
Yo.
That's some nice shit.
We used to chill in the village with people from the movies Kids, Rest in Peace, Harold Hunter. Yo, those were the days before Earsnot wrote Earsnot, before my man Anthony Avatar, a.k.a. Hour One. Yo, shout out to him. Shout out to all those dudes back in the day we used to chill with.
Oh, that's a nice fucking shout out for an intro. Mr. Beggs, go ahead.
What up, what up?
Shout out some of the family, man.
Full
shout them out.
Crew from the beginning, the old guys, GSA, Perp, LB, Echo, Bags, and Sabs. My man Billy Joe started that shit in like 96. There's a bunch of buildings on 69th and 70th Street off Northern Boulevard, the Boston Pines buildings. We're a bunch of fucking retards breaking windows and fucking people up. We decided to start painting, and Billy Joe said, that's it, it's BP. And that's it, we're going from there.
I actually always liked the BP, the boom power. Reminded me of fucking Batman and Robin.
Yep, we like that pointy, jagged shit. That was these fucking shit. We work on our outlines, we work on our fill-ins. Our shit is tight as fuck. You know what I mean? Your outline is who you are. You got a boring-ass fucking outline, you're just like the rest. We always stood out. We always do our thing.
I remember one day, the DJ, LB, your boy LB.
Yeah.
And Echo.
Yep.
Came over to my house, and we were just fucking around on some canvases. And they were telling me a lot of fucking crazy stories. And I actually just laughed the whole fucking night. We had a good time. Should get them guys down one time. Next time you guys swing through, bring them through. Now, GSA, is that, how do you actually pronounce his name? Because I say Gizza.
Nah, it was GSA, GISA, that's, you know.
GISA.
He did the straight letters, like the G-I-S-A-H straight letters. He also had he had like five different fucking throwies. He's one of the best.
Well, I actually loved his straight letter. Yeah. His straight letter was off the rack.
He had a big one around, right next to
right over
school.
Here, yeah, that's right. He had it by Newtown High School.
Yeah, man.
I remember.
Yeah, he's one of the best, but, you know, he's a businessman now, so, you know, we got to respect the game, you know what I'm saying? He's
doing absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that dropped out because of family and work or whatnot. I mean,
yeah, he's a workaholic.
We all run into certain life obstacles, which is only fucking natural, so,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to respect that, but he definitely put in his work, and I have a lot of respect for him.
And he also knocked a bunch of motherfuckers out, too.
Well, there you go. Well, those are stories that you need to tell us.
Ella Malaka.
Shit. People tell me stories about shit that happened. I don't even remember. I'm like, really? We did that? I'm like, psh, I guess so. Why not?
Fuck so it. You guys were basically from the Queens area.
Heights, Woodside area.
There you go.
You know, we extended a little bit to Corona and definitely extended into Astoria. You know what I mean? Grew up as a kid, just Queens, fucking.
Make the money.
But then I moved to Manhattan in like 96, and that's when I started doing fill-ins in all the truck yards downtown with these ugly ass BA fill-ins. Those shits were disgusting.
Did you get up? Hell yeah. That's all that matters.
There's only one picture left of those things. I wish I had more, but you know what I'm saying? When did you start writing? Honestly, man, in art design, I was going art design with Hectic in 93, 94, but I was toy as fuck. I had a tag like Fun 718 or something, and we just catch tags of pilots. But that's all we really did. I never really was using fill-ins until like 96, and then I was whack as fuck until I got with BP and I developed a fill-in. My fill-in is based off of pretty much Slash, Hectic, and GSA. Those three pointy ass fill-ins is how I developed mine, because those are, I think, the
Has that signature fucking crown.
That's where I developed my fucking style from them, that pointy ass shit, Bubbles and Points, BP. I actually stole some of my hand style from Vamp, but I don't know if he knows that, but I used to
shout
like
out
his
to
hand
Vamp.
Styles. Yeah,
Vamp up here in the cut.
WRB that
Vamp,
shit.
He always had fucking dope hand styles. We used to love that shit. So I used to take that pointy ass shit and use it too.
So now you develop, well, actually, Fun is a pretty dope tag. I mean, back in the day in Corona, there was a Fun One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of
it. F-U-N, the original way to spell it, not P-H-U-N, which
I did was fucking, like, tags on the back of Don't Walk signs. That was
speaking
like,
of
but
which,
that
Fun
just,
Factory,
you know, that was
P-H-U-N.
My first,
Pat the Dildo, all that shit in the 90s.
That was, you know, back in the day. But I never did anything with that. And then that saw in bags with a fucking S. And then my boy Quiz from Boston Pines, he didn't write much, but another motherfucker, you know, knocking motherfuckers out. And so he had a Z with a dollar sign in it, so I started using that. And then that was it, changed it to a Z. And now this is some other motherfucker who did a piece and fucking wrote bags with a Z, and that's definitely getting taken out. So
what, recently?
Yeah, he wrote it with an S, but then he caught a tag with a Z. So I'll probably just go over there and fucking color in his fucking Z and change it to an S, because that's my fucking tag.
So tell me about beef. What was the beef for the listeners? Explain to them what was the beef all about?
Honestly, how did the beef arise? There was a little bit of static with some of the kids from Sunnyside, but that's all good. I'm cool with all of them now, you know what I mean? That's just, we actually brought out the best in each other, man. We fucking forced each other. We go back out every night taking each other out, you know.
I always thought back in the 80s, 90s, I always thought when you had beef, it was because you were doing something right. Because to this day, people talk shit about you, obviously, because you're doing something right, and they're fucking hating on you.
Man, I got people who fucking riding my coattails from shit 20 fucking years ago, and like, it's like, come on,
to
bro,
this very
really,
day.
Really? They got nothing going on for themselves.
It's a magic carpet ride.
My name is in their fucking mouth 20 years later.
It's a magic carpet ride. You know, I say the same thing.
Bro.
If you're going to keep talking shit about me, that means my cock is in your mouth. So,
magic
that's the way I look at it.
Like Steinway in Little Egypt.
Bro. Like,
come
yo,
on,
grow
now.
The fuck up.
Hookah Lounge.
That's it. It is what it is. What are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing you could do about it because people are always going to hate on people, and people fucking don't have a life, obviously.
Yeah.
How about you, Cray? I've heard stories about you.
What stories did you hear?
Well, I'm not going to say them because I'm not going to insinuate anything. I mean, I don't do that type of shit, but I've heard plenty of stories about you.
Good and bad.
Obviously, I heard more of the bad. Yeah, I'm not going to bullshit you. You know, everybody likes their fucking They're fucking tossing and turning and fucking, you know, swinging and all of that other shit.
Yeah, you know. Listen, shout out to my boy Michael Misery at home. We started together bombing back in the day in the 90s. My tag originally was CRA1 back in the 90s, right? And that was because it was a kid down the block.
You pronounce it Cray, correct?
Correct.
But okay.
Originally, it was CRA1. It wasn't Cray.
Okay.
So it had nothing to do with that shit, Cray. I wrote CRA1, and the reason I did was because there was a kid down the block who wrote CRE, and I would rag him, and I would punk him, and this and that.
Okay.
Graffiti, to me, in the beginning, was like the Beastie Boys. It was kind of like, whatever, like, am I really writing? And then one day, it was like, yeah, I actually am really writing. So, like, me and Misery got together. We hit a lot of spots in Astoria, a lot of tagging in 95. We caught a lot of beef because we were young dudes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this was when Astoria was...
Are you originally from Astoria?
Oh, born and raised.
Oh, okay.
Always.
See, I didn't know.
I'm not a fucking hipster that just
that
came here from Wyoming or some shit.
I gotta say,
ordering
Astoria,
off a Grubhub.
When I was younger, before I even started writing, and as I started to write, I remember in Astoria very vividly because these guys had high spots. There was two guys, which I don't know how far they ever went into the graph world, but Johnny B. and Chissy. These guys, they were like old school, just plain print.
I would say the people that influenced me from the neighborhood was definitely like old school dudes like Baron.
Right,
357 guys.
That's right after
Kane,
right
BS,
after,
Jim,
right,
definitely
absolutely.
Tech Bomb Squad.
Well, Jim
Axe,
definitely fucking
BD,
killed shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Trake, obviously,
oh,
RTD, rest mm-hmm. in peace to Seuss. You know, those dudes definitely, at the time when I just started catching tags, that was the year that actually Seuss passed away, which
okay.
was a very terrible thing, you know, because...
I never got the honor to meet him, but...
I met him 2 weeks before he passed away on Steinway. We caught some tags, me and Misery, and
he caught a tag. He had shit running, I remember.
You know, and... That was actually an amazing time because that was even when RTD and FTR had beef.
Okay.
And that was an amazing show. I mean, these guys were putting work on the end. That was when the N and the 7 was dope. Not this bullshit you ride on the fucking trains right now. So fuck all you toys who think you're rocking because you're a fucking toy. Okay? All you guys coming up in Astoria right now, you have no fucking style. You're not down with real fucking crews. You don't fight the fair one. You niggas rag each other and then you become friends later. So fuck all of you. I grew up in a real era where motherfuckers sold drugs, real fucking Guidos out of Camaros and IROCs, and people were really running the fucking neighborhood, and the mafia really fucking exists. Not now where there's a fucking hookah lounge on every corner in Steinway. Real talk, motherfucker. What up?
That's funny. I used to take my mother to the Italian Council over there in Astoria, right?
Right.
Now, I didn't know nothing about that hookah shit. So one day, I pull up and I park, and I see this fucking guy outside his store with this fucking big ass shit. Now I thought he was smoking fucking opium because that's that's what I fucking thought that fucking thing was. And I'm looking at my wife and I'm like, yo, hon, look, what the fuck is this shit? This motherfucker's smoking opium. My wife started laughing at me, and then she, you know, broke it down pretty much. I had no fucking clue what that shit was.
Yo, real talk though. All jokes aside, though, I'm a real open-minded dude. I chill at the hookah lounges. 2 a.m, you catch me at Jasmine Lounge. So if anybody got beef, come see me at Jasmine Lounge. I'm hitting you over the head with a hookah. Word up.
What is that shit anyway? I mean,
shit tastes like shit. It's garbage. It's crap.
What is it? Like fucking air, right?
No, it's tobacco.
Cigarette.
You're smoking hardcore tobacco and you're chilling.
Oh, okay.
So if you've been drinking, you smoke that, you have a little sex later, it's fucking amazing, bro. Real talk.
No, sex is always good no matter what. Regardless.
All day.
That's hookah, why I don't bomb no more. I'm too busy fucking.
That's it.
Create more babies. BP.
Nothing wrong with a little extra activity and put the spray can down type of shit. Now, you actually were, the two of you, queens, which is a good thing. Who inspired you to start writing?
Zephyr.
Oh, good one.
100% Zephyr.
Very, very, very.
Me and my boy Fecal, who started way late. He started bombing when he was like fucking almost 30. Killed the fucking Bronx.
Fecal,
developed
good people.
Dope ass, perfect fucking style filling for the BP crew. Like, he's like the front runner right now. He's like, man, he's fucking putting in work, bro. He's a late starter.
He's got some nice fucking spots up
that's
top
right.
on the fucking buildings.
Listen.
I mean, he's got spots regardless.
Shout out to 34.
He got the fucking Bronx on smash.
Shout out to Fecal
and
34.
Nice fucking rooftops.
My man. Menace. Free Menace. Yo, shout out to my boy Tony Shivers in Florida. My boy JJ. To all the 34 crew. And I'm not talking about 34th Ave. I'm talking about 34th Street. My boy Velo. All those cats used to chill. If you know Real Astoria, if you know my boy Menace and his family, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you don't, well, then fuck you.
Shit happens. So, Bags, you a racker or a...
Man, not anymore. I just ordered a bunch of fucking Evolve paint from Florida. And why? I could pay for it. Yeah, because I stole so much fucking paint in the back in the day. I used to go in there. I put two fucking carts out one time. I swear to God, I pushed one cart and I kept bumping it with the other by myself. I had fucking GSA and OB waiting, throwing them out the fucking guard section.
That's good because you know people actually would see you.
They, North they, Faces, two
they would
in
think
each
you're
leg.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to be fucking crazy, you know, to do the shit we do, but that shit's the way we grew up, you know. I grew up, my uncle had black books and shit, you know, in fucking 87. I remember NASA and Polk coming to the block. We're all fucking skateboarding. We had a quarter pipe on the block in fucking 89 on 72nd Street, you know what I mean? It was all around, you know what I mean? Fucking, and then all of a sudden, a few years later, everyone's drinking and smoking, and then everyone's painting, and it's just, you know, a product of your environment. You know, that's what it is.
How did BP Crew come about?
That was my man, Billy Joe. He never really wrote, but he was the guy who said, you know, it's BP, this is what it is. You know, everyone was chilling on the block, which was 70th off Northern, the Boston Pines buildings, and then they just started bombing. You know, that's pretty much it. But he was a guy who said, this is what it is. We're going to do this. And then I was painting in Manhattan, but I was friends with LB. So then I came back, and then, you know, some relatives of his had started painting too. And his best friend, which is one of my best friends forever, Perp. And then I got with them, and I had my little bullshit crew, Jackson Heights Kings, JHK. It was like little, you know, lamppost shit. And then, I got with them. And then that was it. And then my film started taking off, and we started actually painting, and that was pretty much it, you know, and that's it. We destroyed the N, we destroyed the 7. We used to go, we hit everything except Staten Island, you know what I mean? Cause,
the forgotten borough.
Yeah, no offense. Yeah, they got like two writers out there, three, you know. No, I'm not saying a bad way. You
Rocco,
know?
Tony, and Joey.
No, a lot of good people spot. Out of Staten Island. One day, shout out I'll go drop a fill-in over there.
Shout out to Betts. Shout out to my boy Betts. Betts and fucking Gold, them dudes bombed from out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, that's their shit. It's just, they get ignored. Yeah, Staten Island gets ignored. I just never hit Staten Island.
No, 9 Volt was a piece of Staten Island, too. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of writers.
What crew
but
was that, the 9 Volt? He used to put that
5MH.
That was the 5MH and RTH guys, right? Yeah,
yes.
RTH.
Then,
of course, you had, what's that guy that was in that Graph movie? Amazing fucking writer. Gano.
Yes.
Gano
yeah.
from Staten Island, you know,
yeah,
down with the Wu-Tang.
That's his borough. That's his borough.
You know, that's funny. I did an event on Queens Boulevard. Some guy walks over to the table and he's asking me about the paint markers. Now I had no clue who this guy was. He bought a couple of Montana acrylic markers. He walks away and my boy comes over to me. He was like, "Yo, you know who that is?" I'm like, "No, I don't." He goes, "That's Gano." I was like, well, somebody could have fucking told me something. I mean, the guy put in his work, too.
A lot of work,
yeah,
too.
Acting work, too.
Yeah.
Acting
and
too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it would have been nice to be formally introduced.
Shout out to people like that. Like
shout him out.
Like Carl from Carl, the Upside Down A. They made all the fucking Vandal. Made all
What, Carl Too Devious?
Yeah. Made all those fucking graffiti videos. All the graffiti videos, though. What was it in the... not even... What was the graffiti videos that everybody watched back
Videograph.
In the day?
Videograph.
Wait. Bro, from Videograph.
Carl Too Devious was Videograph? I didn't
yeah,
know
Yeah, he did Videograph. And fuck, well, I don't want to blow up spots, but yo, shout out to him, because Videograph... Come on, if you were in the 90s and you didn't... Fuck, if you didn't watch Videograph and you listened to this... Go out and go watch it, and then tell all your friends and act like you actually fucking watched it, okay? So I'm putting you on.
Yeah,
watch Videograph, okay?
I believe it's still accessible.
There's a life but Instagram. Believe that. There's a life but Facebook. There's mad shit out there. There's mad graffiti that was back in the
days. I don't care for Facebook. I don't care for
It's
Facebook.
Good for family and friends.
Yeah,
so.
Family and friends, absolutely. But for the graffiti thing and all the other drama bullshit, Instagram's the drama queen of them all, I think, anyway.
Shout out to everybody on Instagram.
Shout out to fucking NYC Black Books. Yo, my man took off with that, bro.
Yo, shout out to that. Black Books in New York City is popping off, bro. The Mecca. And you know
what the problem is, though? Motherfuckers think they could only write on a map and in the fucking piece of plywood in their backyard. And now they're fucking selling stickers. It's like, yo, bro, you got to fucking do fill-ins. You got to get chased. You got to get jumped.
I find that very funny.
You know,
how
it's fucking crazy,
how
bro.
People
you gotta,
do
you
spots.
Gotta, you got to put your fucking work in. Yes, you get older, you stop bombing, you calm down. That's fine. That's what I did. I barely write anymore. I do a fill-in here and there. I'm trying to get into piecing. You know, my pieces are fucking bananas. You'll see more of them soon. But, you know what I mean? You gotta do a little bit of dirt at
least. Yeah, you got to get
little.
Your hands full of paint.
Yeah, just...
That's
yeah,
true.
Got,
that's true,
gotta,
though. There's a lot
yeah,
of people that,
crazy,
that are on
bro.
Instagram that never actually wrote graffiti on a fucking building or a truck or whatever. They start, you know, they draw nice in black books and they have nice stickers and then they start selling
you
shit.
You know what you really
fillings,
got,
bro?
Fillings.
And
it's
all,
what you got a lot
of fillings.
And in
it's
all actuality, what did you really do?
What you Nothing. Got a lot of is this. You got these people. You got a lot of people now who go and they do like the Wellington Court. Yeah, we're going to do fucking murals. And everybody goes out there and they jerk each other off and they stand on the side street legal for fucking 8 hours doing illegal shit. Next to dudes who did real shit, like Free Five. All right, Free Five paid his fucking dues and all those
mm-hmm,
guys were
absolutely.
All nuts. But then you got some other fucking cunt who just came here who never caught a fucking tag in her life or whatever the fuck. Now she's standing there all day like she's king shit of fucking nothing. And then you got a bunch of fucking hipsters who come over and they're like, oh my God, this is so... Like, where the fuck were
and
you?
And now the hipsters come and the fucking rent goes through
right.
the roof in
where
Astoria.
The fuck
God
were you?
Damn it.
Where the fuck
that's,
were
that's
you?
That's pretty much everywhere.
Come on,
it's,
dog.
It's
where were
whack,
you?
Whack, bro. It's
fucking rents
whack.
Are going up everywhere.
Where the fuck is the mayor
everywhere.
Controlling the fucking rent? Come on, man. Work, do something.
Dude, they're all in cahoots, bro. Let's
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This dude has... There's been more construction in this city since this guy became mayor, all right? He's shit on the whole fucking middle and lower class, all right? You won't be surprised when you see, like, Astoria Pjecks, Astoria Projects, and Ravenswood. They're going to do eminent domain. They're going to shove them all in fucking East Rockaway so some hipsters can take that and have a waterfront property. Mark my fucking words.
How about the what is that? The Domino... Not the Domino. Yeah.
The Domino Sugar Factory? Plant. Come on.
Look at that. I mean, that they're developing. That's been in the works for many, many years.
I knew dudes who worked there, all right, who now work for other agencies. I know people who had worked there for 15 years. They pushed them all out, fired them for fucking bullshit, lost their union job, their pension, and all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then they fucking move all these fucking hipsters. And it ain't going to end.
Yeah, but how many years has that building been closed? It's been closed for a minute.
About a little over a decade. But think about in 15 years. You're gonna be. What are you going to be saying about the difference from now for 15 years?
Well, you're going to see a lot of fucking trees on the top of the fucking buildings. That's what you're going to see.
What do you think all these green boards are for you niggas are bombing on? You think this is for you, these green boards? When they pull down those green boards, you ain't going to be able to live there, and you ain't going to be able to ride on it, kids.
And you ain't going to
be able
to afford
the George Collins.
Yep. Yeah, rent
George
Carlin.
I don't
think
like that one.
Astronomical. Rents are sky high in New York City. You know, if they say if you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. I beg to differ on that. I mean, you start with a pay scale in New York, and you go to some other fucking place. I mean, if you don't have a big fucking pillow in the bank, it doesn't matter where the fuck you move to. So... You know, you want to get out of New York, make sure the bank is full. But,
my
know,
bank is full.
New York City is the mecca. You know, just, you know, I mean, okay, we're from New York. So, yeah, of course we say the graffiti thing and all of that shit. You know, you got to give props to fucking Philly. You got to give
yeah.
props to fucking to Boston. You got to give props to fucking
Detroit. Yep.
You got to give props to fucking...
you know what's got love? Baltimore. Baltimore's got a real
Baltimore.
Good art scene going
go.
On.
There
and there's
go.
A lot
Absolutely.
Of good food, and it's cheap to live down there, bro.
Absolutely.
Real
Absolutely.
Just don't get shot when you're down there.
I mean, I know a lot of people that talk about Philly, you know, top-notch shit, and, you know, they enjoy what they do. Like the sticker game. Okay, I like the sticker
thing.
Game, and I don't like the sticker game. The way I look at it is you know, at one point or another, you know, you have the sticker game, you have the artists, you have the graffiti writers and all of that. I don't see anything wrong with you dealing with those people. What I don't like is how they try to move in and take over. That I'm against. But me personally, if I were to work with an artist on a collaboration, I don't find that wrong. It's just opening up the doors to different avenues. And let's get real, guys. I mean, seriously. You as graffiti writers, do you spend fucking $500-$600 on a canvas?
Hell fucking no.
Okay. Like, You know, you're mentioning New York City black books.
I never paid for a fucking canvas. I gave $40 for a canvas.
Okay, there you go.
And that was the best fucking $40 I ever spent.
Like myself.
He's a busy guy. He's a grown up, and he gave me the dopest fucking canvas.
You have New York City black books is doing their thing. I have my truck book. Then you have other people with
their
books,
right? Shout out to OTC books, too.
Now, I'm going to say this from my point of view. I can't speak for New York City black books, but... You know how many cheap motherfuckers are out there that don't want to shell out $20 for a fucking truck book? You know, they think you're going to hook them up. I got kids and I got bills to pay.
Same here.
I do like to donate on occasion. I do bless people here and there. But, you know, let's keep it real. I don't do this for free. I do, you know, my website is to sell shit to make extra money.
Well, on this,
that's the bottom line.
Let me hit on that, too. Because let me give you an example. Motherfuckers go out there and they go to these little fucking art things now where they sell blink or whatever, blike or whatever the fuck how you pronounce it. I can't really give a fuck
what
less.
They sell what?
You go spend $9 for a Montana can where you can at least go to a real store down on Canal Street, Soho, Bomb. Yo, I don't even know the new name, whatever he calls it now. Fucking Freight Yard, 8 Yard, whatever it is.
Scrap
you go, you buy, at least you could get the get the paint cheaper there. All right, so why the fuck if you rack and paint and you paying these Montana people and these other douchebags in Malta, some fucking guy in Germany, utz, yo, you can't buy a fucking real black book? You could rack the other black books. Buy a OTC black book. Buy a New York City black book. What's really fucking good, New York, you fucking cheap motherfuckers?
Hey, listen, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, shout out to Scrapyard, by the way. Shout out to All the Right. Shout out to Lowbrow. Shout out to everybody out there trying to make some money, because that's what it's all about.
Yo,
I
big up to All the Right, because this is a pretty dope spot right here.
I don't expect to get rich off of this. This is something that I do out of love, and I enjoy doing it. I mean... a couple extra dollars every week is good. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you were to say you don't like money, then I think you're full of shit.
But you know what? Listen,
and that's
who the
it.
Fuck don't like money?
Oh, I do.
I mean, love money.
Listen, your bank loves you because you got your money in there, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure you love it too. When you need something, you just go boom, take
but
your
you
shit
know what?
And do what you got to do.
None of us like working for money no more. Nobody wants to fuck.
I don't mind
work
working.
With it. Well, it's like the movie Boiler Room. Either you got a hook a jump, either you got a crooked jump shot.
Nobody wants to work for a living no more.
Let's be honest. Nobody wants to work.
How do you think
there's so many people unemployed right now?
I would have loved to rob a fucking truck full of fucking money. But I don't have the balls to do that. But it's always in the back of my head. Shit, if I ever robbed a fucking truck and I came off with fucking millions, I would be okay today. But that's never going to happen. I will never rob a truck because I have family and my family comes first. But, hey, listen, I would love to sit back in a fucking... On a beach chair in some tropical fucking island, having a fucking drink and all that shit, waking up whenever the fuck I want, walking my fucking dogs with a better haircut and all that shit.
Let me interview you. When did you start writing? What up?
I started... You like that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
I actually started writing in 1980. That's when I came out with OTC.
Damn, I was born,
what does that
bro.
Stand for?
OTC is out to crash. That's what it originally
stood for. Out
to crash
on somebody's couch. We're crashing on dudes' couches.
Well, no.
Ripped,
actually,
all night,
crash
on the beach.
Back then was to fight.
That's dope.
That's what crash
now,
meant.
You just taught me some shit. I didn't even know all that.
See, like ski, I came up with Al Ski in 1980. Back in the 80s, you know, just like you run into one of your boys on the street, you're like, yo, what's up, homie? You give him a pound, all that bullshit. Back in my day, it was like, yo, what up, ski? And that's how I came up with the ski. Now, the AL came from Rascal, which was a neighborhood writer. And he was a lefty. He had a dope fucking style. And I liked the way he hooked the AL. And one day I was just in the fucking lunchroom with him, and I just put Rascal Ski, and it just came from there. Before that, I had numerous tags. I had fucking No 2, Slick, shit, Deaf. Now, Deaf is another word that meant today's comparison, how you say, yo, that shit is dope.
Yeah.
Back in our day, it was, yo, that shit is deaf.
Of course, fresh to deaf.
Now, in 1980, when I started with the Alski thing, you know, I was a white kid. Nobody wanted to put me down with no fucking crew.
You're Italian. So, Italian is not white.
Well, yeah, okay.
You never been in jail?
Regardless. So, I came out with Out to Crash because I couldn't get down with a crew. So, Out to Crash is... You know, originated from 1980.
Now, this is when dudes were hitting trains. You ever see my boy Book up in Brooklyn? Used to write book. He was a Bay Ridge guy.
Brooklyn. One person stood out to me in Brooklyn. Yes, I've seen him on insides. Crook stood out to me a lot. Now, the only reason why Crook stood out to me was the way he used to fucking drop his tags from the top of the door to the bottom of the door and over by the map section. And he had a clean fucking hand style, because back in the 70s, 80s, the tags were more of a scribble, which to me, I believe, was, you know, you didn't want people to actually read it unless you were involved in it. So in other words,
that's exactly what I've tried to do for 20 years. You don't want
right
these guys, right? You know, I've always tried to do more of a circular thing to throw people off so that they really never know what the fuck it says.
Absolutely. Now, you know who always threw me off for years? I mean, New and I used to debate about this all the time, and Vamp could chime in on that too. When Cost used to do his COs.
Oh, yeah. Some people thought YO, right?
I always, and I did. I always thought it was a YO. And then when he would put that little fucking, that little line through his O,
yeah,
I was like, is that a fucking Q? So, you know, that's what it
you
was.
See, you see that CO? That was a major inspiration to me. Also, J.A. was as well at one time. I really liked his shit at another time. But Cost, definitely major, definitely person influence to me to see his shit Cost with that CO,
with the little arrow, so
the little fucking arrow. But you know what? That's smart, because that keeps people off. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. So, you know, back then, graffiti was a bit different. Today, you know, it's more legible, you know, and basically, you know, burners back then were a lot more dramatic than they are today. Today, it's more colorful because of the option we have to buy paint. But you take it back to the 80s, you know, these guys were using fucking Rustos, you know, and they were pulling off trains.
And they didn't have no fat caps, no adapters, right, none of this fucking, them, you know.
I got to shout out fucking, you know, some of my favorites. You know, you had fucking Scene, you had Duster, you know, these guys fucking, and Dondi. These guys fucking did shit that would take you two fucking days to do. And I'm speaking out of what I remember.
You know what inspires me, though? People who do tags, like Net, Easy. People that inspired me back in the day was RP3 and Armia.
Oh, man.
Them
yeah,
dudes? Remember them dudes? I love that shit. Yo, scratchies and tags?
Trains. Yeah,
that was my trains. Shit.
With corn.
You know, I got bagged on the 7 train Armia, once.
Yo, they had the fat ass scratchies. Yeah. Remember those shit? So yeah. Bananas.
You know, the scratchy era was pretty fucking crazy. That was the shit that I really liked. And I liked a lot of takes. That was when I was coming up, Armia, the early 90s, middle 90s to late 90s. Bananas. You know, the 90s was fat regardless, bro.
Of course.
Yo, alternative music. Hip-hop was just ending its golden era. You know, the rave scene, techno, fucking gold.
The 90s.
State to state, fuck high bitches.
The 90s, I think, you know, a lot of people. I remember some guy DM'd me or some shit or left a comment on the fucking show on who the fuck are you to say the 90s was the best era? Listen, motherfucker, number one, what you write, so shut the fuck up. Number two, if you didn't do it and you haven't been there, then shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Everybody's entitled to an opinion. I kept it to myself, but this guy obviously listens every week, and I'm sure he knows I'm talking about him.
Listen,
the 90s was the best.
You know why the 90s were the best? It. And here's why. I'm going to explain something to you. Because in the 90s, graffiti just wasn't fucking Brooklyn. Okay, a little space where all the hipsters are invading, where everyone was Puerto Rican, and everything is fucking native, okay? That's just graffiti now. People bomb the city a little bit. They bomb a certain part of Brooklyn. They think they're all city. We've been talking about this already, okay? The whole city was smashed. People were doing fill-ins, and if you came to someone else's neighborhood, you were getting jumped. Your fill-ins were going over. You had to keep coming back to do fill-ins. It was a lot more maintenance than it is now. Granted, the buff makes it harder now. No doubt about it. There's a lot of spots and areas where people used to hit. You can't, because they just buff it. And if you do it too much, all of a sudden certain people are looking for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that draws a lot of attention. I mean,
I don't want attention. I want to go under the radar.
Yeah, I like the under the radar shit myself. I mean, back then,
I got in so much trouble because of the graph. I don't know.
I like my graffiti like my dating life, all right?
I love
keep it short
corners,
and sweet,
man,
with these chicks and keep it moving. Just
corners,
like
high-profile avenues, and that's what it was about back then. But today, it's not. Not for me anyway.
But you got to give props, because there's some people bombing now who are so fucking brash and bold that it's ridiculous the rooftops they got in the city. Yeah. Fucking, yo, some people show with the fucking ladders now. Man, we didn't have those fucking ladders. Yo,
yeah, those jetpacks.
Those jetpacks. Yeah, I give kids
those
props
for that.
Those
shits are fucking heavy. Carrying that shit.
Yeah, they're not light. I got one.
Yeah,
I got
one.
Cool.
Fico gave me one. I don't even want to bring it out. Shit weighs a ton. But
there are
some kids putting in some serious fucking work. And that one of them is fucking definitely my man Over and NFG crew. DSR went on a major fucking tear. Major fucking tear. Blowing fucking insane fucking straight letters all over the place. You know, Shaz is bombing like crazy right now. Jackie Illy came crew. Back off. My man Smurf, got a shout out. Smurf, fucking Take, Eef, Cares, D's. Just did a piece last week with Deeps and WB crew from Rockaway. Opened up my eyes to the Rockaway area. Dope ass fucking area. I'm definitely going to hit some shit with those guys.
You know they ain't buffing it in Rockaway too, bro. If you in Fall Rock, they ain't buffing
that
shit.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Shout out to JN1, WB
Yo,
Press.
My boy. My best friend. Not my best friend, but one of my best friends. The youngest member of BP crew, ML1, rest in peace forever, bro. We miss you.
Rest in peace to ML. Rest in peace to JFXXI. Rest in peace to my boy TEIR.
Rest in peace
to
Sace Iraq, yo. Cool ass dude, man. Man, fucking, I was so fucked up. I couldn't believe when he fucking passed. A lot of talented people passed
too young. Way, way too young. I mean, I know plenty of people that passed away.
Rest in peace to my boy PC Kid. Old school writer, was doing a lot of murals. He's fucking cool ass dude, bro. It was whack.
So what do you guys got in store for the future? What are you planning on doing with the graffiti thing?
Burners. I'm crazy to keep dog pissing everywhere with his tags.
I'm a pit bull, nigga.
You can't lie and say you haven't seen him because those shits is fucking everywhere. I cannot leave my house without seeing Cray tags somewhere. Me, I'll do a fill in here, a fill in there. The new BZs that skates home when we're in Detroit. He's like, yo, just do a BZ. I'm like, nah, I don't know about that. He's like, yo, just try a BZ. And I did it. And he's like, yo, it's like a fucking ninja starter. I was like, you know what? I like them.
So I remember when Skate lived in Queens. I went to school with his brother.
Yeah, my man, bro. Since fucking 90,
when he was a super skater raver.
We had a skateboard. Team Schism. We were skateboarding 90, me and Skate. But anyway.
Shout out to all the skateboarders out there.
Yeah, BMX man, kids.
Yeah, hell
all
yeah.
That shit.
I'm BMX kid and a skateboarder, for sure. You know, fucking shout out.
Those fucking boards cost too much fucking money.
Shout out to all the breakers out there, all the elements. You know, shout out to my man Perp. And he running a drum and bass.
BP. BP2
drum and bass fucking parties and fucking popping off with that.
Keep that going, baby.
But for me, for the future, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm still always, I'm addicted to films. I always have been, but I can't be out there like that. You know, I respect the people who are out there going crazy right now, but that ain't for me. And I don't got shit to prove to nobody because I did so many, flicks. I did a million fucking fillings. I did what I had to do. So.
That's on a lot of people's table.
I don't need any more of that. I got kids. I'm almost 40. You know what I mean?
If you have to prove something to somebody, that's bullshit.
I don't got to prove no one. Anyway, everyone can suck my fucking dick.
I'm with you 110% on that.
Wait till you see what I got. My burners I've been doing. DSR put me on, you know. And now I did a few of them lately. And once I start getting that ball rolling, once it's like has a snowball effect, they're going to get fucking bananas.
What do you like paint-wise today? With all these beautiful fucking... colors that we have available.
What brand paint and what colors you like?
The thing is, the paint now, it has a lot of like glue in it. It dries. Like you could literally spray the same spot and it won't fucking drip. So it makes it easier for everybody. But me, I'm real big on cleanliness and sharpness and super solid. I don't rip open a trash bag and throw it on a wall. Motherfuckers throwing 100,000 fucking colors in a fucking piece. That's because they're using all their scrap cans.
So
you know what I mean?
Me and this nigga like the odd couple.
I'll do a fucking piece with three colors and it'll blow your fucking head off your neck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I still hate silver.
Oh, 600s. I'm
$600?
Come on. For fillings at 600s.
Listen, I could do a fill-in, and I'm talking about a fucking blockbuster stomper fill-in.
You did a bunch. I seen
with the 600s, right? But what I do not like about silver is when you go to outline. Now, what I do now is, when I do my outline, I'll do it with a different color. All right. And then when I do the fill-in in silver, I leave space for where I'm outlining so I could do it 1, 2, 3 and bang out.
Yeah, but if you use Kills, you could go right over the fucking silver.
Kills is the one of the best white paints out there.
And certified expert.
That is the best
and
shit.
And it's free.
But back
and
to
it's free.
Yes, listen, it is. It's
free is for me.
You go, you back, take a fucking UPC, a fucking barcode or something else.
Back in the fucking day, though. Then when you first start out and you're using those silvers and you go put a black or a red or a
you
blue
have to
over
wait for it to dry, yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck, and now you're sitting there waiting.
I don't use yellow paint at all. That shit never works.
I don't have that problem.
No,
I just do big
like,
tags.
No company like, makes a good yellow.
I don't like yellow either. Actually,
no, the summer squash were good, but we used to use summer squash for triples. Always for triples. There was a lot of dope, you know, fucking black, white summer squash. I did a million.
Summer
not a million,
squash was the shit.
Or at least a few fill-ins.
Yep.
Yeah, black, white, summer squash.
I had a few squash fill-ins.
Yo, I used it straight for fucking triples.
I used to use it every once in a while for a fill-in. I used to put a nice fucking red outline on it.
Yeah.
But like today, I mean, paint is so different. And in all actuality, you know, Montana's yellow is not that bad. But my favorite is the fresh paint yellow because they changed up their fucking formula, and I've been using the lock.
Okay. So you fuck with that fresh paint shit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but absolutely. No, I'm just wondering because I rarely ever fucking use it except for that codeine purple.
Metal.
Yes,
you know. Other than that, me personally, I like them big cobras. They got that big silver
Cobra,
black.
Cobra's a good paint.
Covers
well.
All two
Listen,
and three.
There's a lot of good
Molotov
paint 600 out there. But if you're out there spending money, the best bang for your dollar is that fresh paint. You know, and they're
Evolve,
running,
Evolve, $3.
You know,
bro, I got that
yeah,
shit.
There you
shipped.
Go. Evolve's
got
a good price range.
Fucking
as well.
Miami. Me and my boy Cares right here. We split $500 worth. I did a piece the other day. It cost me like fucking $13.
Well,
you know
now
mean?
You're getting
and
all mathematical. He's a business
nigga
guy.
Broke down
people,
the fucking piece.
Say, oh,
yeah, the piece was $13.
You should be stealing your paint. Shut the fuck up. I was stealing more paint when you were in fucking diapers. So I could buy fucking paint now if I feel like it.
Oh, I hear that. 100%. I agree with that, too. I definitely agree
and
with that.
You know what I mean?
Fuck Absolutely.
You.
I know.
Because nowadays, yo, I used to put so many fucking North Faces down my leg and come to the block and sell them for $100 a pop. You know what I mean?
And that's that.
Man,
that's
I'm
just
mad.
The way it
I was.
I'm
one of the best thieves you'll ever fucking see in your life. So, yes, I could fucking buy some cans if I fucking feel like it now.
There's nothing wrong with buying paint.
Well, the thing is now buying paint, though, the best part about buying paint now is comparative to then, right, is you have all these different styles paints. You got fucking low pressure, high pressure, fat caps, disc caps, astral fat, disc caps. I mean,
they
it's
got
like
an industry
back
on
in the
caps
day, there was
alone.
One fucking cap. There was a four-finger fucking Rusto orange dot. That was the only fucking
cap. A German
cap,
a Rusto, and that's it. And half the cans didn't even work with it and exploded on you.
We used to get
it
the
ruined
fucking,
your polo.
We used to get the Niagara spray starch fat caps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to take them off fabric softeners.
And then Home Depot had the graffiti remover, which was a great fat cap.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of the can, but they had the fucking rigid
Yo,
fucking
shout
cap.
Out to Home Depot. Thanks for all the free paint over the years,
all
man.
The fun
thank
times.
You, thank you, Home Depot.
Well, Home Depot does supply today's graffiti artists as well for those who use
I got a nice hibachi a few weeks ago and some paint for
carts.
Home Depot for
but
free.
But shout out to Home Depot for being fucking dumbass. Yo, niggas pushing carts out fucking 15, 20 years later, you guys still can't stop it. You cannot, it cannot be stopped. The fillings will not stop.
Can't stop it.
Now the kids got fucking ladders that they do fillings fucking 30 feet up. You can't be stopped.
No.
That's it.
Graffiti won't die, I believe.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I believe
stop.
Graffiti
That's
will
it.
Continue till the end of time. And
it started right as fucking cave painting, bro. We're doing
That's
the same
it.
Shit.
I say that all the time. All Fuck the time. That. That's the only way they could communicate. I don't think they had much of a verbal knowledge back then. I really don't. So today it's a lot different. Everything's more accessible and available. All you need is a fucking credit card. Come on, let's get some of these guys to give their shout outs.
Yo, we got Velo, Kayers, and Vamp. Over here, they're going to give a few shout outs. What's really good?
Hold on.
Holla.
Before that, I got a shout out. My family, Sarah, Aaron, and Lily. Yeah, that ain't fucking hardcore, but a shout out my family. I love
family first, man. Family first.
And I'm out.
And he's out like a trout, bitches. Bags BP, boom pow. What's up, what's up, Big Vamp?
What's going on, Alski?
Same old shit, different day, my brother. How's the arm doing over there?
Swatting flies, bro. I just broke. I shattered every fucking bone in my right hand right there. Look at this. Look at this. I'm pretty sure Montana makes a pretty color tone that looks like shit purple
Yeah, actually they do. Actually they do.
They make shit purple,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. They got a color that matches your hand right
there,
my brother.
Shit.
So tell us, Vamp. Yeah, I've seen you out in the circuit. I've seen you doing some shows and, you know, doing your thing.
I kind of folded, yeah. I'm doing some shows here and there. But,
which is good. Listen, I know you have family, so yeah. I know it's kind of rough to get out there sometimes. But
yeah,
I've seen you out there. I've seen you. You know, your page is looking good.
I try,
like always. Stick a game on point. Sneak a game on point. Graph
game
on point.
Always on point.
So there you go. So I mean, what else is there other than your family? You know, family always comes first in my book.
No, you're right. You're right. 100%.
So, you know, but what you got going on in the future, brother?
Honestly, I don't know. I know for a fact I'm going to be out of commission for like a couple of months. I need surgery on this situation with my hand and whatnot. So,
okay.
No lifting, no writing, no nothing. I'm just going to be eating and I'm going to fucking turn fat.
Nah, you ain't going to be fat. Absolutely not.
I want to give a quick shout out to my whole crew, WRB. I want to give a shout out to KRT. I came here to support my guys over here, Bags, Cray. Met up with Velo, so I'm here to show love. You know what I'm saying? Show love to my guys. Show love to your show. Shout out to Forest Hills. You know the stomping grounds.
There you go. The good old 108.
108, nigga.
The best fucking two neighborhoods to ever fucking crash on the same fucking avenue.
Hell's
Forest
man.
Hills and Corona.
Yo, bro, man. Fuck yeah. And what else? And that's it, man. I'm really out. I'm not really much to talk, but. Thank you for having me on. And, you know, WRB, KRT, UDI, NFG, No Fear Gang, you know what I'm saying? WOT, I want to give a shout out to all of my guys. Yo, Velo.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Chilling, man. Velo, FUK, Bomb Squad, fucking WRB. Shout out to fucking all my people for having me through over here. First of all, fucking shout out to my wife, Crystal, the reason I'm not in fucking jail right now and I'm here to give this fucking interview.
There's always a good one. There's always a good one.
You know it, Craig. Fucking.
There's always a good one. I gotta agree with that one.
And that's about it, man. Thanks for having me through. I'm just here for the moral support, getting drunk in the background, talking shit.
All right, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Shout out to my boy Balaz right here, chilling with us, getting drunk, Vamp, Kayers in the cut with Bags, doing his thing. You know, everybody's just kicking it right now. Queens is definitely in the fucking building.
And
20 years strong,
and
right?
And
here.
That's the way it should be and always will be. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, listen, you got to shout out the five boroughs in general.
Yo, shout out to SK Crew, IMC, IRT, which all really pretty much consolidated. You know, a lot of dudes just started pushing BP and other shit like that. Shout out to all that. Shout out to my boy DSR all fucking day. Shout out to my sister Rose. Yo, shout out to Blend, all right? IMC Crew, shout out to Rand and Dent. All right, just seen him this weekend at a funeral, unfortunately, for our boy Cume, you know, who never pushed Cruz. That wasn't his thing, but he did rep BP here and there. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, shout out to a lot of heads, baby. Just shout out to fucking Patty 113, funny-ass chick on the internet.
There you go.
Shout out to DJIXL, a.k.a. Sick. All right?
Keep him rolling.
Shout out to my boy DJ Jedi, old hip-hop DJ. Shout out to Jeff Boogie and his whole crew, Aunt Boogie, Abism, JC, all them 365 dudes. Shout out to them niggas. Shout out to my boy Take, T-A-E-K. Shout out to Tech, who couldn't be here today because he had some minor issues. Shout out to Eve. Shout out to D. Shout out to the entire Bomb Squad. Shout out to T's. Shout out to Tabs doing his thing, taking care of himself in the Poconos, getting his life right. Yo, shout out to you, Tabs, for doing that. Shout out to my motherfucking man, Misery. We've been through this shit for fucking how many fucking years? Hey, yo, fuck anybody who wants to be a fuckboy later in life. You know who the fuck you are sitting in people's hallways trying to sleep on the floor, bitch.
Yo, wow. Yes, I forgot to shout out my man, D's.
Nigga!
Yo, my man D's is Bags again. My man D's was the guy who was telling me, yo, your pieces are ill. Get on that. And every time I do a piece, I say I remember D's encouraging me to do the right thing. So shout out to D's.
Well, another
one more.
Go.
Before you go, yo, I want to give a shout out over to WSK. You know, shout RF out. And those guys. I want to give a shout out to Rays. Good peoples right there. FGW, man. If you guys know old school graph, FGW packs skiers in them.
Shout out to shout out to Nerve, NARV, for getting me back into this bullshit 3 years ago, you piece of shit Greek motherfucker. And my boy Bid, BID, NIRV, they push OTC all day. Shout out to Alski for this shit all day, baby. All
right. That's what's up.
NBK, NBK.
And another episode of the Alski Show under the fucking belt. And like I always say, we out like a trout, bitches. Be sure to check out Oink Art Limited. Pick up some paint. Pick up paint everywhere. Support your local graph shops. All the right. number one in my book. Big shout out to my wife Vicky for pulling shit through. www.outtocrash.com. Pick up a truck book, you cheap fucks. And we out like a trout. Peace.